I'm here with Police Commissioner Dan Durenda and Deputy Police Commissioner Byron Lockwood. We're here to give you an update today on the police officer who was shot yesterday during the performance of his duties. The officer went through surgery late last night, is listed in fair condition. We're all coming from the hospital right now, where we were able to visit the officer. He is surrounded by family, friends, and colleagues. I'm very pleased to report that we were able to talk to the officer. He was able to converse with us. And the officer today, and the officer today is very lucky to be alive. An inch difference, and it would be a different story today. So we're very pleased that the officer is alive and with us. The officer was, in fact, as you have reported, shot in the head. And so an inch difference, and the officer would not be with us today. So we all feel very blessed that the officer is with us. At this time, I'm going to turn things over to Commissioner Durenda. This incident is still under investigation, so there is not much more information that can be provided at this time. Commissioner?
So as the mayor said, we met with the officer a short time ago. He's in good spirits and his condition is improving. Yesterday, after a traffic stop, during a traffic stop, a struggle ensued with a suspect. The officer was shot by the suspect, later and continued more struggle, and then the suspect was shot by one of our officers. We don't have a lot more that we're going to go into at this point. The investigation continues by our homicide squad and internal affairs. We've been in contact with the DA's office. But right now, I just want to say thanks to the public, to all the different law enforcement agencies for all their support. We really appreciate it, and thank God that the officer, as the mayor said, another half inch, an inch the other way, we'd probably be having a different press conference right now. We'll take some questions. Again, the investigation is continuing as we speak. I'm not putting out any further details.
Commissioner, why was the traffic stop done in the first place?
Again, it was a traffic stop. I don't have all the details at this point. As I said, an investigation is continuing.
You don't know why the suspect pulled over?
Again, he was pulled over on a traffic stop. We're still investigating. I haven't got a final report, so I don't have all the details at this point.
Commissioner, where were you last night when this all happened? How did you find out about the news?
I was driving in my vehicle, and I heard on the radio, police radio, about the incident. We received several phone calls about the incident. Actually, on my way home from the grocery store.
A couple more questions.
The second officer involved, he's being evaluated in the hospital too. What's his
He was released yesterday. He's in good condition.
Which officer shot the suspect?
Again, right now the investigation continues, and we'll have further details later.
Say whether there were reports that there were drugs found inside the vehicle?
Again, I really don't want to go into details right now as the investigation proceeds.
Is there a rise in gun violence and crime in the city? And if so, what's the plan to tackle this?
Well, police work is a very dangerous business. We've seen crime fall in the city of Buffalo, but every day an officers go out there, they put their lives on the line, and at any moment an incident like this could take place. Thank God this officer isn't dead. He was injured, but they put their lives on the line each and every day, and I don't think a lot of times they're appreciated by everybody, but they need our support and they need our appreciation.
Will the state AG's office be involved?
Again, we've been in contact with the state AG's office and the DA's office. That's undetermined at this point, but again, the investigation continues.
Mayor, could you just tell us about how the police officer is doing? What he said to you, I'm sure he's in shock, but
He's doing very well. His spirit is up. That's about all I'm going to put out.
Mayor, where were you last night when this happened? Were you informed of this, and what was your reaction
I was just leaving an event in the community. As soon as Commissioner Durenda heard the news, he immediately contacted me, and I joined the commissioner, the deputy commissioner, other members of the police department, the family of the officer at the hospital.
Commissioner, with this being the first officer being wounded in the line of duty in 10 years, what's the psychological feeling in the department from the other officers?
Again, it's a very dangerous job. I think our officers know that. As I said, they put their lives on the line each and every day. At any moment, things can go from totally boring to an incident like we had yesterday. And again, I believe we're prepared for whatever. Our officers are well trained.
Do you see this as getting worse, the mentality of people willing or wanting to fight back and act out and fail to listen to authority? Clearly, this guy was being pulled over. He not only did he not pull over, but he struggled. A struggle ensued, and then this all happened. Do you think this is part of a larger mentality of what we're seeing all across the country?
I can't comment about all over the country, but again, police work's a very dangerous job.
Why was the decision made for the suspect to go to Kenmore?
I don't know.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
How far did the suspect run after he was shot?
Again, that's still all under investigation.
I get all the block, the yard.
Again, I'm not able to comment at this time.
Gotcha. Thanks, everybody. We'll have updates
later.
Thank you, everybody.
I'll see you later.